This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.
Across the line, Barbashev on the backhand, centers. Oh, and score! Marchessault rips a one-timer off the flip from Barbashev. It's 2-0 for the defending champions.
5 goals scored in the first period. The Stars cut it to 1, but they end up losing by 1. 4-3 at the AAC last night. Good morning, Metroplex. Sean Sharif, RJ Choppy. We got Bobby Belt in his Stars attire. If you are watching on YouTube and Twitch, and Peyton Russell, who went to game one last night, along with Rai Rai setting up the fan cam. Bobby, your take, since you asked the most interesting questions to Gavin Spittle yesterday in our hockey preview?
Well, I think what it showed is that I can't just go off of the analytics, okay, as much as I want to, because one of the questions I asked was, hey, what is it about, you know, even strength? They're pretty even with each other, but on the power play, when it comes to the specials, Dallas just kicks Vegas's ass. Like, Vegas is one of the worst, and then they come out and they score 2 power play goals like that and dominate.
Do we have a huge problem with the calls that led to the power play opportunities? Peyton, I'm sure inside the arena they're booing the hell out of every decision, but when we objectively try to look at it, how many were deserved and not?
Yeah, I mean, the offsides was obvious. As soon as they showed the replay, I mean, it was quick for a reason. But there are a couple hooking penalties early on. You know, it's like, yeah, skate made contact, but it wasn't like no one fell down for the Knights. And, like, it wasn't enough to avoid the penalty. And you knew, like, after they scored the first one real quick, when the Stars were down 1 and the Knights go back on the power play, you knew it was going to be trouble. But, I mean, it just seemed like – and then any time a Stars player fell down, there was no calls, and it just – I wouldn't say it's a ref show out there, but it was just – it was a frustrating crowd.
Didn't they signal, too, though, on that offsides? Like, even if it was the right call, didn't they signal it was onsides and then they whistled it?
Well, no, they challenged it.
Is that what it was?
Vegas challenged it.
Okay, yeah.
And then generally, when you challenge an offside, it's like you've already seen it, so you know what the outcome's going to be.
It's just – I mean, look, when I'm watching this last night, like – the thing that stood out to me that was funny early on was, like, Gavin was talking to us about, hey, all these injuries and stuff like that. So it's like, hey, guys like Stone, when it's like, oh, it's kind of 50-50. It's like, hey, he didn't look nearly as bad as everybody had been talking about.
Yeah, missed 26 games.
Looked like he was completely ready to go.
He did. He looked ready.
Got a weird hair thing going on, too. When I saw the first intermission, they went inside the Vegas locker room. His, like, bald spot remaining hair has, like, two long things coming out of it. I didn't care for that very much.
Yeah, I didn't care for the Marchment penalty. There's only 2 of them, so I didn't care for the first one. The high sticking was that was the right call. I didn't care for the Marchment one, and that led to the hurdle goal a couple seconds later. But I mean, it's one call. I mean, you could easily make a case that it was the right call. I don't think it was, but I think you can make a case for it.
Pete DeBoer after another Stars game one loss.
I mean, I think as advertised, you know, good team, you know, obviously the additions make a difference for them for sure. You know, I thought, you know, if you're going to knock off the Stanley Cup champions, you're going to have to, you know, bring your A game every night. And, you know, I just thought tonight we did some decent things. We did some things well, but we were chasing the game the whole night from the first shot of the game on. So tough to play from behind against that team.
Absolutely chasing. Vegas controls and deserves to win game one. What I really want to talk about, and this is where I need some Tolo perspective and hockey knowledge, is Ottinger. I'm trying to decipher after giving up two and the way that they're giving up, whether that qualifies as a goaltender problem. I have a hard time dinging you and wanting to pull you for deflections. So at what point last night, if there was one, were you saying to yourself, he doesn't have it, they need to change him? Because you're going to get that from people whenever goals are scored. It doesn't matter how they're scored. But that's the fascinating thing about hockey and goaltending, is judging what you're actually responsible for after a crazy deflection and tip.
Oh, they're not going to change him. There's no changing. There's no changing him.
So he's not going to be pulled in any of these
games. I mean,
games.
He may be pulled in a game, yes, but that doesn't mean.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Last night, should he have been pulled or swapped out?
No. Like, you may pull a goalie. I mean, every goalie will get pulled at some point in a playoff game in their history. I mean, Wah, Brodeur, they all got pulled in a playoff game at some point. But that's when you give up, like, five or six goals in the first period and change, and it's like, okay, it ain't your night. It's like a pitcher. But no, that I didn't think he was. I thought he was not great, but it was the rebounds that were the problem yesterday. I mean, some of those goals, you get some redirects, or I didn't notice there were soft goals. Like the one that Vegas goalie gave up on the Marchman.
Yeah.
That's a soft goal, right? Yeah. That's a, like, if he had given up four goals and then he gave up that one, it's like a, all right, man, let's take a seat, regroup, come back on Wednesday. You know, it's one of those kind of things.
Peyton, did you think about that? Were any fans screaming about getting Ottinger out or that he was playing bad?
Yeah, the fans were restless early on. I mean, three goals in one period. I mean, that it at least puts it in your mindset. You know, okay, one more. If you go down two goals again, you know, you might have to pull a change. But, I mean, Ottinger's really good. He's been good all year, good. Yeah. In the postseason for them. So, I mean, I didn't think a change was going to happen, but you were getting really close.
Ottinger, an all-star, obviously allowed two goals or less in 10 of his last 11 regular season games. He had 11 saves last night, but three goals in the first period.
And you know, goalies, they're fickle. And there's kind of a mounting analytical goalies don't matter thing in terms of like country. Because we don't see a Hasek, a Wah, a Brodeur anymore, right? And it's like, there's some, I've seen some metrics lately. It's like, is it the defense? Would you rather have an elite defense and an average goalie, or a great goalie and an average defense? And there's kind of debate. I don't know what the right answer is. I don't follow closely enough.
I was going to say, I thought goalie was, at least my understanding, like, was that goalie was supposed to be just like, oh, it's the ace pitcher,
the
or the quarterback or whatever. Like,
used to be.
That's how you win.
The rules may have changed that, though. It used to be like that when you get neutrals on trap and it was just different.
Hey, everyone. Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.
Now it's I don't know, it's just a little different now. You know, because you don't even see it. Like, who's the goalie that sticks with one team that is a legendary, surefire, goated goalie?
Roman Turek.
You just don't see that anymore. Now, did we grow up in an era of just elite goaltenders and there was nothing else? I don't know. You just don't see that same type of netminder anymore.
Tolo Trey, you guys didn't automatically know this was going to happen when Bassett got tickets to this game. Did Bassett get tickets to last night? He wasn't outside practicing parallel parking with his son. He didn't have time to be going to hockey games.
Yeah, I didn't realize it. Maybe he said it and I just didn't hear him. Yesterday, Mike was clearly in crosstalk in such a mood that I was like, I'm not even going to hear anything he says today.
You think he was in a bad mood?
No. It's,
he was raring to go.
That's what I mean. He was so clearly unserious.
Yeah.
That I was just like, I'm checked out on Man, the seriousness of Mike right now.
He's on a high. He just spent a week in 5-star hotels.
They have it in Detroit?
Oh, they've got 5 stars. I don't know anybody goes there, but they got 5 stars. And because, like, baseball's got rules. The players union, that you've got to stay in X, you know, the highest rated AAA hotel you got, or whatever the hell it is.
The highest rated factory in Detroit, yeah. Or whatever dilapidated place they put you in.
So he's on a high, man. He's like, dude, we've been saying this place in Oxnard, this place, and whatever. And he's like, nope, I'm in 5-star place in Atlanta.
Friday off, golfing. Well, I think with Dave Raymond, doing his show.
Like,
he's in heaven.
I don't know. Like, I mean, there are still to this day, like, people in Michigan, like, no joke, legitimately, people in Michigan who, like, can't get clean water right now. And I just, the idea of Mike in a 5-star hotel just, like, looking over the city like, oh, those poor people down there is just too much.
Man, they got money. I'll tell you somehow, because Lion fans are traveling all over the country to go to these games.
Yeah.
I mean, they got cash.
Peyton, what are the Tolos saying about Ottinger?
Yeah, Tolos saying no to pulling Ottinger. 817 says Ottinger should not have been pulled during that game. Another 817 says just a couple of bad bounces, not his fault.
Yeah. It felt like it was more bad bounces.
I mean, the expected goals from MoneyPuck.com, Sean, which I've told you to put in your prep work, the expected goals was 3.5 to 3.1 Dallas. So they say that in terms from an offensive standpoint, Dallas actually outplayed them over the majority of the game.
All right, should we get to Peyton's Twitter spaces or the chant attempt first? I guess we'll go with the chant.
It's the same thing.
All right, go Stars, baby!
Let's play the first one from last year. This was Peyton walking around the AAC. We need to compare. Bobby, before we play it, how would you describe what he attempted and executed last year? You were with him?
Yeah, I was standing right there. I was, like, telling him to get the chant going. We're walking around the concourse, and he was incredibly embarrassed at the idea of just shouting with 5 people walking around the concourse. So he gave it his best half-hearted attempt.
So for those that don't know, like, part of Peyton's job is to, like, go and get, like, extracurricular audio. Like, we call it MOS, man on the street. Go in a bar, come up with a funny bit, produce it, all that type of stuff. Gavin Spittle, like, values that more than any sports topic. If you ever want to work here, get a recorder, go in bars, do bits, and you'll probably be hired.
And open that screen door, too.
We all know this. Yesterday in the meeting after the show, it's known that Peyton is going to the game. And Spittle's like, you're going to get some audio? And Peyton's like, yeah, maybe. An all-time classic response to your boss, who's clearly trying to say, go get audio. And Peyton's like, yeah, I might. I don't know. Like, it's just right over his head. It was amazing.
We were trying yesterday when he was at the arena. We were talking about, like, what you should do is you should just go up to people, ask them, how did they celebrate Earth Day? And then ask them what their one thing was.
Yeah.
And that's
a good question.
Yeah,
good.
What is your one thing? Yeah.
So Pepe did follow through, but this was last year. This is last year trying to get it going in the AAC.
All right, there's not a lot of people in here right now. It's like an hour and 15 minutes before the start of the game.
We're true fans. We're
Look, I mean, they didn't give me that number one Stars fan little foam finger for nothing. So what we're going to do, though, is because there's so few people, we're just going to walk around the concourse here. And Peyton's going to try and get a Let's Go Stars chant going with, like, 5 people around him. What do you think, Peyton? You can do it?
I think we can do it. Stars Nation is out here tonight. We got the rally towel going. We're ready to go.
Go. Do it. Come on, Wuss.
Well, let's get a Let's Go Stars going. Whoa! Day 7, baby. Hey, we got one. We got one. Let's go Stars, baby. We got people getting food. It's okay. It's early. You know, we're nervous. We're nervous.
My favorite part is
go Stars, baby.
The inflection up. Come on.
Come on. Let's go Stars, baby.
No, he's trying to, like, say it as short as possible because he's cringing.
That made
me cringe right there. So let's see if last night was any better as Peyton tries to get more chance going at the game.
All right, here we go. 6 minutes from the anthem. We got a nice crowd here. I think we can do it. All right, here we go. The last year it flopped. We're going to go, let's go Stars, baby. Let's go Stars. Let's go Stars. Let's go Stars.
Nothing.
Did anybody chant with
you? We're 0 for 1. We're 0 for 1. My girlfriend Mackenzie has left. She got up and walked away.
That's 0 for 2, not 0 for 1.
We got people looking at us.
Try USA.
Oh my God. Okay, I think that'll get some people chanting.
Try it.
We're going to try USA chant. It's not a Canada team, though. USA! 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 All right, 0 for 2. You know what? It's okay. It's a late arriving crowd.
How far before the game was this?
6 minutes before the anthem.
Where were you?
In his seats.
Yeah, you were in the seats? It sounded like you were in the bathroom.
It did.
It's because it's Twitter
quiet.
Spaces.
Yeah.
I was on the Twitter spaces, so maybe some of the audio, and then Bobby was on there as well.
So but yeah, people were around you.
Yeah, there were people. I mean, the empty seat next to me, maybe right in front of me. But, I mean, it was, 6 minutes before they started the whole pregame stuff. So, I mean, it was still a full crowd. Nothing. Just got a bunch of looks, man.
There were people around him until when he started trying to chant, McKenzie left. She literally walked away from him because she was so embarrassed hearing him chant that. But he couldn't get it going in the stadium either.
You know, it's really embarrassing for the Dallas Cowboys getting outsold by Caitlin Clark, a story that's going to set Bobby off on the home of America's team. They used to be America's team. Now it's the Indiana Fever, who are America's team. We'll talk about it next.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.